I'm Matt Bush, news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Mark Barrett.
Matt, how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for being here. We'll start with this. Congressman Mark Meadows tweeted on Wednesday afternoon he will not support the Republican bill. Right now, with him being the chairman of the Freedom Caucus and whether they'll support this measure, comes into question as whether Republicans will have enough support of this. So we'll start the conversation with this. He's an important player in this right now, to the point President Trump mentioned him specifically on Tuesday.
The president apparently called out Mark Meadows in a closed-door meeting of the Republican caucus Tuesday morning, although he said, or other people, I should say, said, oh, Trump was just joking. One representative said he was. It was just in a jest, I think. But basically, he said, you know, we need Mark Meadows to vote our way, and it doesn't sound like that's going to happen. And if you don't, I don't know that Meadows by himself carries that many votes with him, but his opinion is an example of the problem that the House leadership has with its more conservative members on this issue.
And just to explain that a little further, the Freedom Caucus is against the bill, but they're not for Obamacare.
Yeah, the Republican leadership in the House is sort of trying to thread the needle. There are some moderate Republicans who feel like the Affordable Care Act replacement bill that is to be voted on Thursday is too stingy, that it'll make insurance premiums go up too much for people who are on it. Then there are the conservatives who are the most conservatives, I should say. They're all conservatives on the Republican side, but the most conservative folks are in the Freedom Caucus. Their opinion is it's basically too generous and that it doesn't do enough to lower the cost of health insurance. One of the things they'd like to see is removing some of the requirements in the ACA that say your insurance must cover these, 10 things, I believe it is.
And they've been sort of a thorn in the side long before Congressman Meadows was the chair. They've been a thorn in the side of Republican leadership really since Republicans took the House back over in 2010.
Right. Republican leadership would much rather not rely on Democrats to get things passed, but there have been times when they've had to think about it in those terms, because the Freedom Caucus has been taking a very conservative position. They're very aligned with the Tea Party movement, essentially, and they've not got along with what John Boehner wanted to do when he was Speaker at times, and now they're giving Paul Ryan problems as well.
You had a terrific article in the paper over the weekend looking at the effect a repeal of the Affordable Care Act would have in Asheville and Western North Carolina. Talk about what you found out.
The Kaiser Family Foundation did a deep dive and basically looked at how much folks in every county in the country get through the Affordable Care Act now for different income levels and ages, and how much they would get under the House plan. Now, there has been a change in some of the numbers for older folks, people in their 50s and 60s, since these figures came out. But for most people who get their insurance through the Affordable Care Act in Western North Carolina, they would lose thousands of dollars in supplements to their premiums. And folks who work with those people here in the region say a lot of people who get insurance through the Affordable Care Act now would be unable to afford it once the House bill becomes law, if that happens.
What portions of each measure have the biggest impact on the people in this area?
The main problem is for folks who are toward the bottom of the income scale. You know, you have to be above poverty level to get help through the Affordable Care Act, and the amount of help you get is scaled according to income. So people who are just above the poverty level, maybe even up to two or three times the poverty level, they would have the most impact. And then I'm 56, so not that old. People in their 50s and their early 60s would be the other group that would be hard hit. The House proposal now basically says everyone under a certain income level would get the same tax break. So if you're, you know, relatively well off, if you're getting into the middle class, you get the same amount through their plan as someone who's just scraping by. So that's been a point of contention for folks. But basically, what it amounts to is people who are down in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year range for income. A lot of them wouldn't be able to get insurance any longer.
And that speaks to a lot of things that are going on in this region outside of healthcare, talking about, you know, the wage levels and all that. There's been a lot of talk here that wages have not kept up with all the other growth that has happened in this area.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the people who are hardest hit by this are probably folks who you would think very likely voted for Donald Trump. So, and they're unhappy because, you know, if you don't have a college education, if you've done manual labor in the past, you know, factory labor, that kind of thing, you haven't seen your paycheck go up nearly as much as a lot of other folks. You may have lost your job. A lot of these folks have been laid off at a textile mill or a furniture factory or something like that, and you know, this is going to hurt them. There's just no two ways about it.
Mark Barrett, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.